is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman, and here are some of the latest developments in the coronavirus crisis worldwide. The virus has claimed over 1.2 million lives around the world since it first emerged in China late last year. The number of people infected globally is closing in on 50 million. These are according to running tallies by Johns Hopkins University in the United States. The United States remains the most affected country with over 237,000 deaths. The countries with the next highest death tolls are Brazil with more than 162,000, India with more than 126,000, and Mexico with over 94,000 deaths. President-elect Joe Biden vows to name a group of top scientists to his coronavirus task force as early as Monday, making the pledge during his first speech since being projected as winner of the U.S. election. Portugal will introduce a curfew across most of the country starting Monday in an effort to combat surging case numbers. Prime Minister Antonio Costa announces the UK government caves in to a campaign by Manchester United star Marcus Rashford, promising to give free meals to poor children over the Christmas holidays and beyond. Britain pays tribute to its war dead as royals and politicians commemorate a low-key Remembrance Day without the usual solemn pageantry owing to the coronavirus pandemic. A gymnastics competition in Japan provides a glimpse of what the delayed Tokyo Olympics may look like next summer as fans attend the country's first international sporting competition since the shutdown. The Gymnastics Friendship and Solidarity Competition gathers around 30 athletes from Japan, China, Russia, and the U.S. to compete in tightly controlled, biosecure conditions.